Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Using my best virtual vocabulary here to work you into the excitement of the day. Monday, the 22nd of August. I'm Doug Steffen. You probably figured that out. Jay Kirshner is here with me. You probably can figure that out. We have a rather interesting difference in octaves in our voices, so it's very easy to tell when I'm speaking and when she's speaking.
Occasionally, you get us confused.
Yeah, of course we do.
There are times we sound identical.
We have nice news, we have good news, and then we have the rest of the news to talk about. Here's a family that was reunited by a message in a bottle written by their late son a long time ago. A pair of salvage divers found a message in a bottle that has brought back to life a departed son who died 30 years ago. Salvage trip on the Yazoo River in Mississippi brought a message from an eighth grader named Brian into the hands of Billy Mitchell and Brad Babb, a pair of shipyard workers in the Vicksburg shipyard. And because their job is pretty unique, Mitchell's always on the lookout for interesting things. And this green bottle shows up. And they looked inside. There was a note. And so apparently they stuck a couple of shish kebab sticks into the bottle to get the note out. They extracted the remains of this letter. As you can imagine, after 30 years, it's ripped up. But you can still read it. That was at least part of it anyway, right? Last name of the boy was Tal, D-A-H-L. It may have been, it's probably Dahl, from Oxford, Mississippi, 1989. And it reads, he was 11 at the time, right? 11-year-old?
Yeah, it was a school project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So these are, there are a lot of, this is a big shipbuilding area, Vicksburg, and down further into, what's the name of that other town where they make the big warships? It's the, it begins with a P. I'll think of it in a minute. At any rate, so you get this bottle, and you find the family, and what they do, they post it on Facebook in order to get, this is a pretty interesting, shows the power of Facebook in a way, right?
Yeah, just the distance between the family in Mississippi to where the bottle was found in Oxford, and it's just the fact that they were able to get it back to them. And they have this piece of their son who passed away.
Had cancer,
decades
right?
ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He was 11 years old. Anyway, here it is, the family and his teacher, who's now 82, explained that the message which was found up the river 200 miles, it floated 200 miles over the years, entered a canal in a different current, but this was a class project of this 82-year-old teacher. And then the parents got a hold, it's just kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I hope that a lot of schools are still doing this, where you're doing the message in a bottle or you're burying the time capsule for eventually and hopefully somebody else will find it.
Speaking of time capsules, some more exciting news from space this weekend. The James Webb Space Telescope discovering, I got excited about this last week, but we never got to talk about it on the air, something else that had been unknown. Every day it seems to be coming in with unknown parts of our universe, capturing these in a picture and putting them in a whole new light. Some of the discoveries have been exoplanetary systems. Every night now when I go outside and look in the sky, and all of the light that's up there, it has a whole different context. And I was thinking, I was taking Daisy for her nightly walk the other night. I was thinking about what my mother said to me first time we went to Dennis, the beach in Dennis, when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. Dennis on Cape Cod. I was looking at the sand and I picked up a handful. Isn't this amazing? I remember this like it was yesterday. I picked up a handful of sand and I tried to count I was just beginning to learn how to count. I might be 5 years old. And I couldn't count the sand because it kept falling through my fingers. And my mother said, you won't be able to count it. It's like counting the stars in the sky. And then I asked a question about the stars in the sky, and my mother's response in part was that there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on all the beaches on our planet. And I thought, as I grew up, that's crazy. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And now I know she was right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely right. So anyway, there's a new planet that was found, a host star that was found, and now they're trying to, the International Astronomical Union is seeking your help to name these 20 new objects that they found this past week. So there's a competition called the Name ExoWorlds Competition. If you're interested, you have to come up with a team, come up with suggested names, and then you, back to the bottle thing, what you should be doing in classes, junior high school. This might even be a good thing for high school, sixth graders. Submit, come up with names for these planets, submit written and video proposals. Space Association, whatever it is, the IAU, accepting names through the 1st of November. And then the winners will be announced the next March. So you can go to, just go to the NASA website or the International Astronomical Union. But you can go to NASA and find the pictures and then find how to do that. Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when people used to but you would name a star after somebody. And
yeah, well, they have the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Have a star named after you.
Poster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bunch of nonsense.
Tells you where to find it in the sky, even though you can't see it without a telescope.
Right, exactly. So, at any rate, this is very cool. In a moment, other good science news. Scientists have found a new way to destroy forever chemicals. You know those PFASs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we thought they wouldn't be destroyable. Now, this is very good news for... This has been something that's been puzzling scientists for a long time, so I'll tell you how that's going to happen and work out in a matter of moments. Right now, here's the result of some other good science. Those of you who have people in your family, perhaps you need a hearing aid, folks in your family that need hearing aids, there are millions of Americans who need hearing aids. And many people are upset because they're expensive, you lose them, and then what happens? Well, there is a way around that, and it's called Lively, the Lively Hearing Aid. You get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids, a lot less money than you'd expect to pay. Advanced hearing aid technology, affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids, the Lively aids, are sent right to your door. If you have any issues, they'll make adjustments 7 days a week. And for 3 years, you'll have a warranty and protection and their help. Doesn't cost anything more. All the people at Lively are great to work with. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping. 3 years of follow-up, it's all free, plus a 3-year warranty that covers loss and damage. So this is, you can't lose no matter what here. This is the best offer, and right now through Labor Day, you'll get $300 off your rechargeable hearing aid model. Go to Listen Lively, LISTENLIVELY, listenlively.com. And get the free shipping, as I said, and the free 3-year warranty, all loss, all damage, the same low cost. It's pretty amazing. Uses Bluetooth technology. So go now and get your Listen Lively hearing aid. ListenLively.com. That's the website. ListenLively.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. All right, so Jay, this has been one of the things that has bothered a lot of people that have been thinking about all the substances that are forever chemicals.
Oh, right,
synthetic stuff. So this is pretty important. It has puzzled scientists for a long time. These chemicals are used there are all kinds of consumer products that have them. And we know the adverse health effects. They just don't break down, at least not until now. Now, even when you burn them, they didn't. You know, the stuff didn't really go away. But the chemical labs at Northwestern University have laid out a couple of common and relatively harmless chemicals they say will destroy the PFASs. One is sodium hydroxide, which is lye. You know, you make soap with lye. And there's another one, dimethyl sulfoxide, which is basically a medication that's used, a natural medication for bladder pain. God knows who is it that comes into the lab and says, okay, we've got this medication for bladder pain. Let's see if we can use it.
What else is it good for?
Yeah. Right. Isn't that amazing, actually, when you get down to it? That's what I love about science. Even though science changes all the time and people, they hang their hat on it, it's scientific. Science does great things, and it often changes what science has suggested before are the answers to problems. So, anyway, it's pretty simple, looks like. Pretty much a solution, pretty exciting, so good. It's good to know that, yeah, right?
That's think? Some serious outside-the-box thinking, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of that, Joe Biden's trying to come up with a way outside the box to get gas prices down even further. There has been a threat from the OPEC countries. We're going to slow down the production, and that'll push gas prices up again. So behind the scenes, the White House says that we don't want... This is not only here in our country, but all around the globe. This is a big problem. And OPEC and the arrogant so-and-sos that run OPEC, most of the Middle Eastern countries, but there are other countries. We belong to OPEC. So what are we going to do? Because this, if it's contained, then the worries that we have, many of us, about inflation going nuts and having a recession, the price of gasoline is really that's what the indicator is. So let's hope, give good wishes to Biden and his crews so they can fix this, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. but for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's what you need to know about Dirty Dancing, that hotel that inspired the Dirty Dancing. Was it the whole movie, or was it just that scene?
Yeah, the vacation where they go.
Right, exactly. All right, so we're going to tell you what happened to the hotel that hasn't been used for a while. What's going on there after this?
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wah-wah. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Okay, so this building that was used, it was an actual hotel, I think, Jay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the inspiration of the screenwriter Eleanor Bergstein, who did Dirty Dancing. This the actual hotel, one of the buildings. The hotel has since been pretty abandoned since what it closed down in 1986 due to financial difficulties. But Dirty Dancing was set in the 60s. And so it kind of makes sense in the Catskills of New York. And the one of the buildings completely consumed by fire.
This is one of those things. When I was a kid growing up, a lot of my Jewish friends went to camp in the summertime, or their families had places in the Catskills. This was a big, and not only around in New England, but New Yorkers go to the Catskills because there are a lot of great resort hotels up there. And so this is not far from Liberty, New York. The fire department there posted some pictures on Facebook of the hotel. And you got to imagine, you know, in 1980s, it hadn't been open since 86, so it's got to be pretty well run down. A lot of those hotels get torched. And I'm not going to, I'll just sort of speculate. I don't know for a fact, but I'm gonna bet that this was, they called it the Borscht Belt, the Catskills. Rocky Marciano used to go up there. Debbie Reynolds used to go up there. And so it's a neat place, actually. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of places that are still there that people, you know, go in and enjoy. I don't know why. You'd have thought somebody would have done something with this hotel.
Right? Or turned it into some kind of museum for dirty dancing. That you always have those super fans who have a lot of money that do different things like this. Yeah. But they, once they got that fire put out, they brought an excavator and knocked the building down.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's too bad. But it's one of those things that we all know, right? When you know this, when you hear this, everybody has seen that movie. How many times have you seen it? You've seen it probably
countless.
More than once.
I can't even begin to think.
Right, exactly. So we
it's
all
one
know.
Of those movies that you could say line for line, word for word while you watch.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me, where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship, because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 601.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from looking at them until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary so Trump's constitutional rights are protected. The search warrant executed on his Florida estate that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeing whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Several media organizations hoping to get the search warrant affidavit disclosed were prepared for a letdown. The federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant on Trump's mansion lowered expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Tech companies sinking Wall Street at the close on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is stepping down in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. The 81-year-old, who is the nation's top infectious disease expert, served under seven presidents as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He will also step away as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci has been a regular presence in the media since the beginning of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. He became a foe to many Republicans as he pushed for strict measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. Fauci hinted last month that he would step down before the end of Biden's first term. The lead attorney for the Parkland school shooter in Florida argued that his client was left with, quote, an irretrievably broken brain and set him on the road to mass murder. Nicholas Cruz's half-sister and another witness testified that his birth mother abused crack cocaine and alcohol during her pregnancy. They're trying to help Cruz avoid the death penalty. At least one person is dead and dozens of others had to be rescued after record rainfall soaked North Texas. A 60-year-old woman died when floodwaters swept her vehicle away. One section of East Dallas received more than 15 inches of rain in 24 hours. A state of disaster was declared shortly thereafter. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport recorded the second wettest 24-hour period ever, with just above 9 inches of rain recorded. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff.
It is.
Right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and the Duggar, National Rainbow Baby Day is today, Jay. Celebrated each year on this date. Families around the country commemorate the lives of children who have died, celebrating motherhood.
Lost, pregnancy loss or infant loss, and it's one of those things that not enough people were talking about, so it could be very lonely because there was a stigma that went with it, but now people are realizing so many people go through it. One in four.
Why would there have been a stigma?
A miscarriage.
Why do you think there was a stigma attached to it?
Once upon a time, there was kind of that, not mentality, but everything had to be alluded as perfect. If something wasn't positive to talk about in a personal sense, people kept it to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of people once thought that a miscarriage was at the fault of the carrying mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, so a lot of people just really didn't discuss it. And now it's a lot more welcoming of a conversation.
So the definition of a rainbow baby is a baby that comes after a mother loses a child. So it would be the second baby, a successful pregnancy and birth after losing a child. Is that really what we're
taking with Matt this? Yeah, my son is a rainbow baby.
Oh, that's right, too. I remember what happened with you. Yeah. That's why this is close to you then, isn't it? Makes a lot.
It is, and it's one of those things that I didn't realize how many people I knew who had suffered miscarriages until I had one myself, and then that's when other people in my life started discussing what they went through. And it also made me sad that a lot of people I knew had to carry that by themselves.
My daughter went through the same thing and took in vitro in order. You didn't have to have in vitro, though, did you?
No,
second
I didn't.
Second time? No, but she did.
Oh, wow, the strength your daughter had to have, because that is very difficult.
Well, and also limits what, at least in her case, she can't have any more children. So it's one and done with her. And I think that that has, you know, well, I guess I don't know. You see, and I've had conversations about it because we really are close when it comes to talking about that sort of thing and most other things. It just, under the circumstances, though, it's got to be a tough, it's got to be a tough experience. Well, let's see if we can get ourselves back into a situation that I have enjoyed with a gentleman for, I don't know, 1993, 1994, when I was on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, into the studio one night. A fellow came with his wares, and the first thing he said to me after he said hello was, "Here, give me your hand." And so I reached out, gave him my hand, and he put radishes in my hand, and then he said, "Close your hand, and we're going to talk about other things." And I did. That was my first experience with one of my lifelong friends, Uri Geller, who has not been on this program for a while, but I'm glad that we've been able to go back to those dangerous days of the good old days and bring Uri in from his museum, which is in the old part of Tel Aviv. Uri is an Israeli, lived a long time, his career in New York and around America and around the world. Lived in London for a long time, and now has gone back to Israel and started this museum. So there are lots of things that are going on there. God love you. I'm happy to hear your voice again.
Hey, Dougie, thank you so much for this amazing introduction. Yes, I live in Old Jaffa. That's where my museum is. And I would like to very quickly speak to you about a new in a very interesting item in my life. So let's backtrack. 13 years ago, I bought an island in Scotland. The island is called Scota. I bought it because it's steeped in history, in mythology. The island actually is called Lamb Island, but the reason people say Scotland was named Scotland because they believe 500 years ago, an abbot wrote a book who believed that Scota, who was the wife of one of the pharaohs, you know, we're talking about 3,000 years ago,
right,
sailed to North Europe, moored outside my island, and buried Egyptian treasure on it. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I owned the island for 13 years, and a few weeks ago, I decided to turn the island into a country, into a micronation. I have now a anthem, I have a constitution, I have a flag, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We are also planning to create a football team. But what's most important is that, you yourself, Doug, and all your listeners can become citizens of my new country for $1. $1 goes to charity. It goes to a charity called Save a Child's Heart. This charity so far saved the lives of 6,000 children. Believe it or not, half of them are Palestinians, from all around the world, from America, from Africa, from China, from Japan. So when you become a citizen, you can print out your certificate. It'll come up with your name, and it only costs a dollar. So that $1 will help a sick child. child for an open heart surgery. That's my story, Doug. What do you think?
All right. Wait a minute. I think there's a trip here. I think you and I should take a trip to Scotland and then go over to this island. I'm looking at a picture of it right now because it's been in all of the newspapers, certainly in Europe. Buy a piece of the island and help out. These ideas that you come up with are always fabulous. But this is, I think we need to take a trip there. How about we go and spend a weekend? There's nothing actually on the island, right? There's no houses or anything on the island.
No, you cannot live on the island. But when I bought the island, obviously I had to spend the night there. Now, the island is actually a bird sanctuary. Yeah. When I bought the island, I became the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 50,000 puffins.
Uh-huh.
So they actually hatch their eggs there. So, but yes, you and I can climb on the island. It's not
right.
easy,
Let's
but it's an amazing, amazing place. And you and I, we are going to do this together.
All right. Before you go, I want to talk about something else that has happened recently with you. A lot of focus on aliens. You have been very forthright. You've talked about this all through your career, but you've been more focused on it, making contact with us. And I think one of the more recent things I saw was you explaining and exclaiming that there have been aliens here for thousands of years. And we just, they're like us. Maybe you and I are both aliens. How do we know?
Hey, that's I love that, because sometimes I'm being called an alien, and I like you say, who knows? But
yeah.
Look, you can find carvings and etchings on stone inside our caves, on rocks, all around the world. You can see ancient astronauts, you can see UFOs, unexplicable and unexplainable etchings and carvings. The pyramids and other Easter Islands and other places of like the seven or eight wonders of the world, still we cannot explain how Stonehenge was built 8,000 years ago. There
right.
must have been some type of an energy force that we learned from aliens. But Edgar Mitchell, Captain Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, he told me that he's seen UFOs. And just recently, as you know, the Pentagon released footage from cockpits of American fighter pilots.
Right.
And you can hear them saying, oh, my gosh, what is this? Unbelievable. So we'll speak about it another time when we have more time to speak about aliens, okay?
Yeah, I want to talk about what NASA's doing with some of the new space shots, the Webb telescope and that sort of thing, and how it feels, kind of folds into what you've been saying for a long time. For those of you who don't remember, Uri Geller, probably best known for his being the world's most famous spoon bender. Mind control and motivation is what he's all about. Check out Uri Geller Museum. URIGELER, and all of the books and stuff that he's written over the years, you can find out about them as well. They're on Amazon at urigeller.com. There's a fascinating overview of what this man has done with his career to help so many people. All right, Uri, we'll talk again next week. Take good care. Uri
okay.
Geller here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 44 past the hour with Jay and Doug and the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. This is the way for you to protect yourself, your family. You will never, ever, 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 ever have to breathe dirty air again. This new air purifier had no filters in it. I plugged it in to get rid of the smell of the fish that I cooked. Jay's laughing at me cooking the fish and smelling.
Well, I know that smell. I've been there with that specific smell, and it
right.
hangs around.
Well, a lot of times I used to, if the kids were around, I wouldn't bother. It doesn't bother me any. There would be a spray can that would come out, and you'd spray. But all that does is mask the odor. It doesn't get rid of it. So you want to, and you don't need chemicals and that sort of thing floating around in the air. What you want is to eliminate these smells for good. Thunderstorm helps people with allergies. The Thunderstorm, what a great name, because what that does is conjure up the idea of after a big storm, how fresh and clear and pure the air is. And that's what happens when you use the proven Oxy technology that will destroy viruses, odors, mold, and more. There have been 250,000 of these thunderstorms sold in the U.S. So if you don't want to breathe dirty air, you don't want to have any complications, go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's my suggestion, strong suggestion. EdenPureDeals, all one word, Eden, E-D-E-N, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code DUG3 and you'll save $200. You get three thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200. It's a godsend. It really is. By the way, shipping is free when you use the discount code DUG3. Save all that money and get much cleaner air. You'll love it. EdenPureDeals.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, with Uri here, it made me think he mentioned Stonehenge, the Spanish version of Stonehenge. There are these across England. There's a whole string of things that start with Stonehenge, but they're circular stones that no one really can explain how they got there. So the one in Spain has surfaced because of the water shortage and the brutal summer there, Jay.
Yeah.
A lot of people that live in rural Spain are seeing really, I mean, their farming problems the same as ours. But anyway, Spanish Stonehenge that goes back 5,000 years has been exposed and has been underwater, but now it's exposed. Wow.
That's yeah, it's like these receding water lines are just exposing all kinds of things. We're finding, what, underground cities?
Yes.
And Spanish Stonehenge.
Yeah, I think this would be it. The whole fact, as Uri again alluded to, Stonehenge was, there are a lot of theories about how all of these were built. People bringing the stone up from the coast, hauled up by horses and all of that sort of thing. But there's one thing that remains true. They are fascinating to look at and understand what they're all about visibly. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
When the night has come,
Ben E. King,
and the land is dark.
One of his signature songs. He was the original lead singer of the Drifters, and then he went out on his own, and this was the first song he recorded on his own. It became a huge hit, and also his standby music for the movie Stand By Me, which is a creepy, horrible,
No, it's not.
It's a great song.
Okay, we play that song because Stand By Me, which is directed by Rob Reiner, came out this day in movie history, 1985. It's sort of interesting, a late August release that became a very big box office hit, very character-driven. Now, it was based on a short story, they call it a novella, by Stephen King. And it's interesting because a few of his short stories actually became great movies, Stand By Me being one of them, Shawshank Redemption, which is an iconic movie, The Green Mile, which is a terrific movie, and even The Running Man was based on the short story, which I think is a very entertaining, thought-provoking film with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the 1990s. But Stand By Me was character-driven, had a really good cast of child actors, Corey Feldman, River Phoenix, the late River Phoenix, Jerry O'Connell, and Will Wheaton, and Kiefer Sutherland was in that movie also. Very, very good movie, directed by Rob Reiner, one of his best.
Yep. All right, so we remember that. Grease also in the memory circle because it came back to theaters this last weekend in honor of Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah,
I wanted to go
see it. I'm involved in. I watched part of it. Yeah, I mean, the DCP remaster of that movie looks great on the big screen. I got to be honest, like when I was I watched like a half hour. So I'm sitting in the back and I'm watching it. I'm watching her, and it's sort of hard to believe that that's not on Earth anymore. When I'm watching Olivia Newton-John, because I mean, that's one thing about movies. They or a picture, photograph, whatever, they capture a person at the time and place, and obviously it captured her when they made that movie in 1978. But terrific film, really is very entertaining movie.
Yeah, it's very sweet and nice. All right, so box office totals over the weekend. What's the scoop?
Interesting. This animated movie, Dragon Superhero, which I guess is a Japanese animated movie. This product has popularity here. It did $20 million in business, place one. Beast, which is man versus nature, Isla Alba against a mountain lion, $11.6 million. Not great, not bad, it's okay. Bullet Train placed third, $8 million, $69 million in 3 weeks. Top Gun Maverick continues to have incredible hold week after week, $5.9, $683 million in 13 weeks. That is an incredible number. And DC Super Pets with Dwayne Johnson is the voice of a dog, $5.8, $67 million in 4 weeks. I would say that is a so-so box office. Yeah, some other bit of movie news. It was announced that Paramount's going to do a spin-off movie of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which came out in 1984. That was a very big hit. And ABC is going to reboot Ollie McBeal and hopefully bring back Calista Flockhart as a supporting character, not the main character. I was a big fan of that show. David E. Kelly wrote and produced the original
Fox,
I think, for 5 seasons. She was awesome on that show.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Jonah Hill says he's not going to promote any of his projects so he can prioritize his mental health.
Well, he says he has severe anxiety when he does promote. Listen, I'm assuming there's a lot of performers in the industry have severe anxiety going on talk shows and doing live feeds. So I guess he has a severe problem.
Does that make him a better actor? Does that make actors better actors, do you think, when you look at where Baldwin's been everywhere the past couple of weeks talking about losing 5 movies because of what happened on the set of Rust and other things related to Rust, and now one wonders, are they going to go back to it and produce Rust?
I almost say 100% no to that story. Listen, the reality is, in an age of social media, Alec Baldwin's going to have issues probably for the next couple of years. I said this on the air before. I don't think Alec Baldwin woke up in the morning looking to hurt anybody. I think whatever happened was a complete accident. Unfortunately, we live in a culture where people just want to, you know, pounce on you because there's a lot of immaturity in the way people think. And they just want to hammer people. That goes for anybody in that instance.
Pretty unfair.
It is unfair. I think it is unfair. But unfortunately, something really bad happened on that set. Somebody was killed. I believe it was an accident, and it's bad.
59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.